make unto thee any graven image. Not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Learn about the Ten Commandments, but the voice of God.
Amen.
Learn to discern. So wouldn't it be amazing if that's exactly how we heard God today? I mean, to hear Him that way, that powerful, to give us His Word. But you can hear from Him. So do remember that. You can hear from Him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I just praise your name. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for this church family. I thank you for what you do for us. I thank you that you chose us to be your children. And Father, I just pray tonight that you speak to each and every one of us, that we will humble ourselves to you, Father, that we will listen, to you, Father. Father, use me tonight. Help me to teach, Father. Help me to say what you want me to say. Holy Spirit, have your way. I pray that there is at least one person that I can touch, Father, but I do hope that it is many, Father. And I just praise you, and I thank you for all that you do. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. So one of our greatest gifts, one of our greatest benefits of salvation is that of hearing God speak to us personally. That has got to be one of the greatest benefits. Now, you cannot have an intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father without having a dialogue, right? So it's easy for us to speak to Him. The problem is we don't always listen and hear Him. Okay? Learning to clearly distinguish God's voice is invaluable. Instead of going through life blindly, we can have the wisdom of God to protect us and guide us. Okay, the Lord speaks to us and He gives us direction. It's never the Lord who's not speaking, but it's us who's not hearing. Right? Right? So, tonight, I really got a lot of verses. Some we may put up, some we're not. I'm just going to read them to you. I'm taking everything. I believe everything's from the New Living Translation. But this is what God led, and this is how we hear from God. And I'm sorry I didn't bring it up here, but your Bible, okay? Your Bible is how. So Jesus made some radical statements about hearing His voice in John 10:1-5. He was speaking of Himself as the shepherd of the sheep and the only way to enter the sheepfold. So in John 10:1-5, I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of the sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they do not know his voice. So how do I know God is speaking? Have you ever felt a tug and wondered if it was God speaking to you? So now our feelings and emotions can be tricky. They can deceive us, especially if we depend on them alone for making a decision. So God gave us our emotions, and yes, they are important, but he also gave us our mental abilities. When we face a decision, we need to look at it carefully and logically. Part of discerning God's will is to ask him to help us see all sides of an issue, sometimes with help from others that we trust. But, there's always that but emotion and intellect are not enough. You gotta pray about it, right? You gotta pray about it. Trust God to lead you. We also need to do it in light of the Bible. God will never lead you to something that is not in accord with his word. Amen. So the Bible. Remember to keep an open mind when waiting for God to respond to your prayer. The answer may not come right away, and it may come in a way that you never even thought that it could happen. Some way that you never considered, God can do it. Okay. Now the word says in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Now, just make sure of your commitment to Christ. When we sincerely want God's will above all else, he will help us to know what's right. So seek God with all your heart. Amen. Does God ever speak to us today in a voice we can hear, like he did back in ancient Bible times? So I think that my faith would be even stronger, wouldn't it be for you, if you heard him speaking like that? So now Billy Graham has an answer for this very question for us. We know it's true in Bible times that God spoke occasionally to people in an audible voice. Although it was not common, and occasionally, he still may do it today, especially in areas where God's word or the Bible is not known. But we don't need to wait for God to speak to us in a voice we can hear, because he has already recorded his words for us in the Bible. That's the one thing that I like about whether it's the Bible, the concordance, or the devotional has an index. You can look up a word, you can look up a thought, you can look up just about anything and find it in the Bible. And more than likely, you're going to find it in several passages. So use your Bible. God is not silent. He has told us everything we need to know about him, and it's been written down in the pages of the Bible. In other words, we don't need to wait around hoping God may decide to speak to us. All we need to do is open the Bible and discover the message he has for us. What is his message? First, he wants to tell us that he's real. He is real. And that he created us so we can know him and have a personal relationship with him. He also wants to tell us that he loves us. In fact, he loves us so much that 2,000 years ago, He came to live among us in the person of Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. In addition, he wants us to know that we can be his children and we can live with him forever by committing our lives to Jesus. Praise God. And I just really feel that that touched someone, and somebody is hearing that somewhere that will know, yes, Jesus loves you and Jesus will save you. By faith, commit your life to Christ. Then make the Bible the foundation of your faith. Through the pages, you'll discover God's truth for yourself. The Bible says, all your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal. That came from Psalms 119, 160. Now, Wanda, I don't remember exactly, maybe, was it two Wednesdays ago? Or something, but she taught us four ways to know if you're hearing God's voice. It was based on teaching from Kenneth Copeland. Number one, check your receiver. Check your receiver. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. It's Jeremiah 29:13. Find his frequency, number two. They know his voice, John 10:4. Number three, learn to discern his voice. My sheep hear my voice, John 10:27. Line it up with his word, number four. Line it up with his word, the Bible. All scripture is inspired by God. That comes from 2 Timothy 3:16. So when you check your receiver, find his frequency, learn to discern his voice, and line up what you hear with his word, hearing God's voice won't be an occasional event, but a lifestyle. And then when somebody asks you, what's the Spirit of God saying to you today? You won't hesitate. You'll tell him what he's saying. Amen? Amen. Amen. So I want to talk to you about seven keys for hearing God's voice. So I'll get into them here in a little bit, but that's what we're going to get into. So life is a never-ending series of choices. Okay? Can we know whether we are making the right decision? Should we consult our horoscope? No. Should we maybe call the psychic hotline? No. Do we go with what the experts are saying?
No.
Or our gut feeling?
No.
Should we look to the stars?
No.
Or should we seek the maker of the stars?
Amen.
Amen. Seek the maker of the stars. God wants to speak to us. God wants to speak to you, each and every one of you. You can know that you hear his voice. God wants to fellowship and communicate with us. It's a two-way communication. Why? Because you can't really have a relationship unless there's a true dialogue, right? How do we get to know a person? By communicating with them, right? By talking, and men listening. I'm sorry, women listening, men listening. Someone just got that. It's the same thing with our relationship with God. He talks, we listen. We talk, he listens. Amen?
Amen?
He does listen to us. Now look, God loved you so much that he sent his son Jesus to take our place and to die for us. He did this so we could once again have fellowship with him. In the book of Hebrews, we see that we can have access to God's very presence. In Hebrews 10:19 through 20, and so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. He also wants you to be fulfilled, blessed, and successful. And the plan that he has established for our lives so that we can be a reflection of his love and blessing here on earth. Amen. In Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord makes clear of his intentions that he has for you and I. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good, not for disaster, to give you a future and hope. It is God's desire to walk with and to communicate with his children. He wants to talk to us. He wants us to listen and talk to him. I don't know about you, but I find myself at work. I'll be walking down the hallways. I'll be pulling my supplies, whatever I'm doing. I'm talking to the Lord. And we can have a conversation just like you and I are talking. We can laugh. We can laugh with the Lord. We can joke with the Lord. And at times, I found myself just last week in one of, we call it a par, but it's a room where we go to the floors, and that's where all the supplies are at. I was singing in tongues, putting my stuff away, and just going about it because I was talking with the Lord first. And then I asked the Holy Spirit to have his way. And the next thing I know, you know, I'm singing in tongues, you know. I mean, praise God. I love it, and I think I've told you this before. I love it to work in a hospital where I hear a prayer going over the intercom. I love it. Now, the thing that I add to their prayer at the end, because they are Catholic, they won't say, in the name of Jesus, but I add that part for them, you know. I add that part for them. But it's so awesome, and I do. I stop in my tracks wherever I might be. You know, sometimes I might be in an area that I cannot hear it, but most of the time I will hear that prayer every morning, and I stop when I hear it, what I'm doing. So, how do you know if you are making the right decision in life? Isn't that the question of all ages? As a child of God, we don't have to walk blind. We can have confidence that we will hear his voice. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans 8:14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, there are sons of God." The scripture implies that if we are God's children, we are born again and we will be led by his Spirit. The most difficult part of hearing God is the fact that it takes time to learn to discern God's voice. And it takes a humble heart. Let me tell you that again. So the most difficult part of hearing God is the fact that it takes time to learn to discern his voice, and it takes a humble heart. Jeremiah 29:12-13 says, "Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." So now, we can't make demands. We can't order God to talk to us. We can't walk out and shake our fist up at the sky and say, "Give me an answer now, talk to me now." But we can ask, seek, and knock. And the Bible promises us that God will open the door and he will reveal himself to those who humbly seek him. Amen? Amen? So, God will speak, and you can hear his voice. But, here's that but again, you must be careful, especially when you are a young Christian. And you know, it's I think when you're any Christian, you have to be careful. Not just young, but I guess it is especially when you are young and learning. You must objectively confirm that you are following the Holy Spirit and not another voice, because we know who the great deceiver is, okay? Our own flesh can scream pretty loud, especially when we're under pressure or it's something we went bad. When we want something really bad, we can let this flesh get in the way, okay? The devil is the father of lies, and he is the great deceiver. Okay, so I think Pastor Sharon said it one time, if it's good, it's from God. If it's bad, it's the devil. So just learn to discern. So how can we know whether we're hearing the voice of God? And this is where we're going to get into. The Bible gives us seven basic keys or filters through which every possible leading should be judged. We are to carefully examine the thoughts and intentions of our hearts and the words of godly people who may influence, who may have influence on us by their words and actions. So be careful who you are talking to and make sure that their words and actions line up with the word. Okay, here are the seven keys. Number one, scripture. Scripture. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. Amen. Number two, the Holy Spirit speaking to our hearts. In Hebrews 8, 10, 11, but this is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel. On that day, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their minds. I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. And they will not need to teach their neighbors, nor will they need to teach their relatives, saying, you should know the Lord, for everyone from the least to the greatest will know me already. Number three, the prophetic word of knowledge, word of wisdom, personal prophecy. So in 1 Thessalonians 5:19-21, and again, I think I said it before, but I'm taking all these from the New Living Translation. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. Now, I'm going to read that in Amplified, but think about, we got a prophetic word this morning. Think about if somebody would have tried to stop that. You know, we are not to stop that. So I like the Amplified because it just, there's no question about when you read it in the Amplified. Do not quench, subdue, or be unresponsive to the working and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Do not scorn or reject gifts of prophecy or prophecies, spoken revelations, words of instruction or exhortation or warning. But test all things carefully so you can recognize what is good. Hold firmly to that which is good. Number four, godly counsel. In Proverbs 11:14, without wise leadership, a nation fails. There is safety in having many advisors. And that is something that we have here. We do. I mean, we have two wonderful advisors, two wonderful counselors right here that I think you're more or less available 24/7 just about. So, and we have many more that you could go to. Number five, confirmation. Matthew 18:16. But if you are unsuccessful, take one or two others with you and go back again so that everything you say may be confirmed by two or three witnesses. Confirmation. Number six, the peace of God. The peace of God. When God speaks to you, you'll know. You'll have peace. You will have the peace of God. So Colossians 3:15, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Number seven, circumstance and timing. In Acts 18:1-3, then Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he came acquainted with a Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently arrived from Italy with his wife Priscilla. They had left Italy when Claudius Caesar deported all Jews from Rome. Paul lived and worked with them, for they were tent makers just as he was. So this relationship between Paul, Aquila, and Priscilla happened as a result of circumstance. And it became one of the most important strategic partnerships in the book of Acts. Excuse me, I had to wet my whistle. Many times, the Lord is going to confirm his direction in maybe three or four of these, maybe more. Maybe it'll be two of them, but the Lord will confirm, you know, with a few of those, okay? So that is another way you can learn to discern. Amen. All right? So it's really important to make sure that you are hearing from God, to make sure without a doubt that it is his voice that you hear before you make especially a life-changing decision, okay? As Pat Robertson said for years, big decisions take big prayers. Big decisions take big prayers. So, now as you humble yourself before the Lord, seek his guidance in your life. Seek the Lord in your life in everything that you do. The good shepherd will be faithful to lead us. Psalms 23:3 says, he renews my strength. He guides me along the right paths, bringing honor to his name. Now, if you're facing decisions in your life, big, small, and you need to hear from God, you may be wondering how to be sure it's really his voice you're hearing. So I gave you those seven keys, so we don't have to wonder, right? We can learn how to discern. Life is full of twists and turns that require big decisions, small decisions, adjusting to major life changes, and just tackling day-to-day living. If we entertain too many different influences, thoughts, and opinions, it can lead to confusion. We know who the author of confusion is. God is a speaking God. God is a speaking God. And he speaks to his children every day. Every day, just humble yourself. Listen. Get in your quiet place. We have the wonderful opportunity to listen to him and learn his voice. We don't have to go through life blindly, making decisions or relying on our own abilities. We can hear him clearly and consistently. Amen. You can hear God's voice every day and walk in the confidence of being led by the Spirit in your life. Seek the Holy Spirit. I seek him continuously. I ask him to have his way. Use me. Seek the Holy Spirit. I just want to pray a prayer over you. So just lift your hands, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you desire to speak to us every day, guiding us in the Spirit and in truth to obey your word and enjoy an abundant life. I thank you that you called me your friend, your child, that I may come boldly to the throne of grace to find help whenever I need you in my life, whenever I have a need in my life. Lord, your word says that when we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. So I draw near to you today. I seek your face, your truth, your word for my life. I want to know you more, hear you more, obey you more. Your word says, your sheep know your voice, and we will not follow the voice of a stranger. Help me to know your voice and not be deceived by any other voice. Help me to guard my heart from the influences of this world and the people around me. Help me not to be deceived by the devil and his lies, but to view all thoughts and decisions through the lens of righteousness. As I seek to hear you today for instruction, correction, and guidance, help me to confirm your voice through your word, Lord. You said, if I ask for wisdom, you will give it to me liberally. So I am asking for wisdom in the name of Jesus to hear you clearly and consistently today and every day. Help me to feel confident in knowing that I hear your voice. I praise you, Father. I give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So, can you go ahead and start playing that song? When you seek the Lord with all your heart, listen to his voice.